Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure. I continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. TJ Simone is here. TJ's a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of Slice Incorporated, and they cut things in a new and revolutionary way. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but CJ is an entrepreneur. He comes from a long line of entrepreneurs, and I've got two or three things I want to talk to him about. TJ Simone, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Okay, I want you to tell the audience about your origins in America, because I love this story, and it's a story of it's a great American story. It's a great entrepreneurial story. Tell us about it.
Well, like many families on the East Coast, my grandparents came over to Ellis Island via Italy, and they came over very young when they were early teens, and both sides were entrepreneurs.
Both sides came over. Your maternal and paternal were Italians, one from the south, one from the north.
Correct. Actually, three out of four came over. One was born in Manhattan in 1899. The other three came over when they were,
but still, all Italian, right?
That's correct.
Okay, we got to keep the bloodline pure back in 100 years ago, right?
That's true. And they all started various things along the way, but they ended up one side. My father's side had a tailor shop, and the other
was
side,
that their background. Was that their background in Italy?
You know, I don't know. My mother is much older than me and than the rest of my siblings. So there's a lot of history back there that probably got lost somewhere. Mm-hmm. But that's what they settled on when they were here. And then my mother's parents started several stores over the years, and one of them is still here today, almost 100 years later, in Katona, New York, Charles Department Store.
Charles Department Store in Katona, New York. Where's Katona?
Katona is in Westchester County, about 45 minutes outside Manhattan.
Yep.
It's a nice little town.
So over 100 years later, it's still there. How about that? And so, can you imagine, TJ, what they must have been thinking? I mean, they must have been terrified and excited all at the same time, coming over here like they did.
Pretty amazing journey. I know on my mother's side, her father came over when he was 16 by himself.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big journey in the early 1900s, just after the turn of the century.
But think about what they were able to do, though. They came here, there was a different language, completely different culture, and yet they were able to say, okay, I'll find my own way here. I can start something here. I can own it. I can keep it. I can bequeath it to my children. I can bring them up in it. And I have the freedom and the liberty, the freedom to be here and the liberty to create something and own it. That's an amazing thing that basically doesn't happen anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. And I think now it's easier to start a business now in many ways than it was then. There was a lot of opportunity then, but I think there was a lot of challenges then. Whereas now, I think it's much easier to start a business and test things versus then.
Right.
More traditional.
Tell us about
business.
That, because that's been your experience. Tell us about that.
Well, I think technology makes things a lot easier just to test ideas and concepts and to quickly get feedback that took months or years to do in the past. And it's also very inexpensive with 3D printing and scalable computers and technology to have things made quickly and fund things quickly with all sorts of social media in order to help fund your ideas. Really not a better time that I've ever been around.
It's easier and less expensive to go from idea to prototype to finished product. And from testing it with customers to having the product that customers want, it's the time frame from idea to market is compressed, isn't it? And the cost is much lower.
It really is. It's amazing how fast you could figure out if your idea is going to fly or not, and whether you should move on to something else without completely bankrupting yourself.
Right.
For focusing on something in a short amount of time.
How many companies have you started?
I don't even really understand how many I've started over the years, because I've always tried different ideas, but definitely over 15 over the years.
Yeah. How many succeeded? How many failed?
Well, most of them failed. I would say bad decisions make good stories.
Right.
Good stories. Most of my ideas did not fly, but I've had a few over the years that have done fairly well. Yes, some of them better than others.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm most excited about the one I've been doing for the past few years.
That's the slice. Right. We're going to talk about that some more in more detail in the next segment. So listen, did you hear that, folks? He's an entrepreneur who has had more failures than successes, and yet you redeemed yourself. The American marketplace redeemed you and forgave you, right, for failing. I've been redeemed and forgiven too, by the way, Brian, more than once. I mean, TJ, more than once. And so that's another amazing thing about America, isn't it? If you fail, you get redeemed here, don't you?
You do. You always have another opportunity. You learn a lot about what you've done, and you could always move on to the next thing, which is more than you could say about most places in the world.
That's and Europe, in Europe, if you fail, you're branded and your children are branded. That's true.
Well,
I've talked to them over there. I said, you know, why don't you take this risk? And they said, I could never risk more than I could afford to lose. And I said, why? He said, because you don't fail here. You can't fail here. You're not allowed to fail here.
Well, 1 in 17 chance of being born an American, and I'm glad I was born here. It's,
yeah.
Best country in the world.
So 17 are more than 17 businesses you've started. The one you're working on now is called Slice, and you're in the cutting tool business, right?
That's correct. That's correct. Industrial cutting tools and home cutting
tools. Did you have a background in that?
I did not. Almost nothing I've started ever did I have a background in.
And I'm amazed that you fail at so many things, TJ. TJ, give us a website. We're gonna take a break and then come back and talk about Slice. What's the website, please?
Slice Products, SLICEproducts.com.
SliceProducts.com. Check it out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about the business, but there's a little bit of a different wrinkle that he wants to talk about his business that I like to encourage you to consider too. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.